Okay, the purpose of this class today, it's going to be hands-on, is I want you to know a little bit about the Bible. Okay? Probably most of your family, they have a Bible, probably in Spanish, right? Una Biblia, the Bible. The Bible is the most important book in the whole world. Okay? The Bible is, the definition of the Bible is the Word of God. So we should all, you should all have your own Bible. Your own Bible. And this might be the best Bible for you to get. It's not that expensive. And the translation is not perfect, but it's pretty good. It's called the New American Bible. And it's a Catholic Bible. You know who reads the Bible are the Jewish people. They read the Bible. Okay? But their Bible is different than us. Then the Protestants, or we in California would say the Christians, okay, they also have a Bible. Okay, but their Bible is different than our Bible also. So I want to introduce you to the Bible. I want to go through quickly the Bible. I'm going to give you a sheet of paper so you can see the books in the Bible. And then I'm going to be somewhat like a game. I'm going to put biblical verses on the board. And I've got three helpers here. I want you to learn quickly on how to find biblical passages. Okay? So that'll basically be our class. So get to know a little bit about the Bible and then how to use the Bible. Then I hope that all of you will have your own Bibles. Try to get your own Bibles. And if I were you, because I think all of you, almost all of you, are probably bilingual. I think you should have a Bible in Spanish and English, as I do. Okay? Because if you want to talk with your mom and dad, maybe they speak a bit of Spanish, you should know the Bible passages. Find it in the English Bible as well as the Spanish Bible. All right? Okay, so what I'm going to do now, thanks to the help of Renee, I want to give you a worksheet to see all the different books that we have in the Bible. Okay? Yeah. Now, the Bible, the books in the Bible, best way, the best analogy I can give, it's like a library. Okay? Okay, if you go to a library, even though a lot of things you see online now, but you know what a library is, right? In a library, you have books on geography and math and literature and history and botany, all these different types of books. Well, the Bible is kind of like that. It's like a library of different books. So in the Catholic Bible, there are actually 73 books altogether. And some of the books are only about two chapters, and some are longer. Okay, so you see it? Good. Okay, it's divided now into different literary styles. Okay, try to follow me now. Okay, you see the Pentateuch? You see that word Pentateuch? You see it? You see it, the Pentateuch right there? Okay, Pentateuch, it means five. So the first five books in the Bible are in what's called the Pentateuch. So go to the very beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis. In Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. All right. Okay, look next to it. When you go to school, you're probably, in your English class, you probably have studied some poems, right? At least to a limited degree, if you're in 8th or 9th grade, right? Maybe you're not an expert in Shakespeare, some of the great poets and writers in our day, but you're going to come across in high school some type of poetry. Okay? Now, poetry is different than prose and a novel. Okay? They're two different literary styles. So in the Bible, we have a literary form. It's called poetry. That would be the Psalms and the book of Job and the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs and Wisdom and Sirach. Those are books that have a certain poetic flair to them. Very beautiful. In that group, my favorite would be the Psalms. The Psalms is basically the prayer book of the Bible. Maybe you heard the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want, right? So you have literary, mystical poetry in the Bible. You want to learn how to pray? You'll go to the Psalms and pray one psalm every night that will have you praying half the year, 150 psalms, okay? All right, from there, let's go down. You see historical books. You see that historical book? Good, historical books. And a few of those would be Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, and 2 Kings. And one of the basic themes in that would be the history of the kings of Israel. Okay? The Jewish people, they wanted a king. God did not want them to have a king because he wanted them to be a king. He wanted to be their king. But they insisted to have kings, and they had a lot of problems with kings. So there you have a long list of the historical books. But then you have what is called the prophetic books. Okay, the prophets that preach the word of God. Okay, there are four major prophets, and they would be Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Why are they the major? Because they simply have more chapters. Okay, and the most famous would be that of Isaiah. Isaiah called him the Shakespeare of the Bible. Very beautiful passages from Isaiah. So they're the prophetic books. Okay, now, what I've gone through right now are all the books in the Old Testament. And the number of the books in the Old Testament would be 46. So there are 46 books in the Old Testament. And as I say, some of the books are long, some of them are short. For example, the book of Genesis got 50 chapters. Isaiah has more than 60. But Jonah, you got about 3 chapters. You can read that probably in 7 minutes. So some of them are long, some of them are short, and other in between the long and the short. Okay? So those are the books of the Old Testament. Old Testament would be up until the coming of Jesus. So Jesus divides. If you ever look at dating, you're going to see, when you're dating, you're going to see these two letters, B.C. and A.D. Okay? B.C. means before Christ. A.D. ad Domine, that which would be the Latin for from the coming of the Lord. So world history has been divided in two parts at the birth of Jesus Christ. He's the one that divided history into two different segments. That's how great he was, Jesus Christ. That's how great he was. Okay, so up to this point, we've been going through the 46 books in the Old Testament. Okay, let's jump into the New Testament. The New Testament speaks about the primary person in the whole Bible, the most important person in the whole world, and that would be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the greatest person that ever came to this world. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here in confirmation for a couple of years, to get to know Jesus Christ better and better. So if you want to get to know about Jesus Christ, we go to the New Testament. But in the New Testament, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the very heart of the New Testament would be the Gospels. Okay, some of you probably are familiar with the word Evangelio. That's the way it's said in Spanish. Evangelio. In English, we call it Gospel. And Gospel means good news. Okay? So if a girl's name is Evangelina, that means she's good news, right? Her mother might say it depends on the day, right? No? But the word Evangeline or Evangelina actually means good news. Means good news. Okay, the Gospels are four. You should try to memorize them. And they are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do you think we can memorize that, Renee? Yeah. Let's see, that we want to memorize. Okay, the four Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do you think they can repeat that? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Yeah. Think we can repeat that? You got a good memory, right? Okay, the four Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Say it again. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Say it again.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Good. The fact that you have that memorized today, that's already a huge triumph. The fact that we have the gospel names memorized, we're on the way to getting to know the Bible better and better. All right. Not that you have to do this, but I think that this is important. I have purposely memorized the number of chapters in the four Gospels. And I think it's worth doing. Okay, in the Gospel of Matthew, there are 28 chapters. So that's the longest of all the Gospels. In Mark, there's only 16. It's almost half. In Luke, there are 24. And John, there are 21. Did you repeat that? Okay, go ahead. You weren't paying attention. I saw you yawning. You're kind of going behind the mask. Okay. I'll say it again. And then maybe Renee will have it memorized after two times. What do you think? You have a photographic memory, but it hasn't been developed yet, right? Got that one, huh? So Matthew got 28. Mark, you have 16. Luke, you have 24. And John, 21. You don't use your memory at school? Did you leave that outside or what? You should use your memory. We all have memory, don't we? Should I say it again, Rita? Okay. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 21. They'll memorize it, okay? They'll memorize it before next year when they're confirmed, okay? Bishops are probably going to ask you, Father Wilm told you, how many chapters in Matthew? I remember. Huh? So those are the four Gospels and the chapter numbers. Okay, after that you have the Acts of the Apostles. Are we listening to that now in the Mass? Yes. Yes, we're listening to that right now in the Mass. All 50 days of this Easter season, we're reading the Acts of the Apostles, and there are 28 chapters in Acts 2. Then we have the Epistle, which means letters of St. Paul. Look at all those letters that one man wrote. His name is St. Paul. Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon. And you have the letter of the Hebrews that say that maybe St. Paul didn't write it. But almost all those letters were written by St. Paul. And then we have what are called the general epistles. Sometimes, Renee, they're called the Catholic epistles. Okay? Because they're Catholic means... It means universal. Whereas the other ones are directed to specific churches, but Catholic means universal, directed to the whole world, even back then. That would be James, Peter, John, and Jude. Then we have the last book of the Bible. It's called the Book of Revelation. Sometimes it's called the Book of the Apocalypse. Okay? Revelation would be the Latin. Apocalypse would actually be the Greek. Did you know that that's a book that has both past, present, and future? It was written about 2,000 years ago. We're reading it now, And it projects itself into the future. Interesting, right? Interesting literature, huh? Written 2,000 years ago. We're reading it now. But it's talking about the future of the world, huh? All right. So, there we have, in a nutshell, I've gone through the whole Bible in about 20 minutes, okay? So what we're going to do now, this is going to be fun, I hope, is I'm going to mention a biblical passage, and with my helpers here, you're going to try to find that biblical passage. Okay, the way this is going to be done is the following. The way to find the passage is you're going to have a book. You're going to have a chapter. And then you're going to have a verse. Okay? You have a book. You have a book, a chapter, and a verse. A book, a chapter, and a verse. Now, the books that I'm going to give you are going to be by means of an abbreviation. I'm not going to give you the whole book because the way these passages are cited are usually through a couple of letters. So I'll give you an example. I'd like to start to work with the Gospels. What are the Gospels? They are?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
You got it, okay. Oh, we got two. Okay. Let's see if we can get all of you together. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How many chapters in Matthew? 28. How many in Mark? 16. Not 60, 16. How many in Luke?
24.
How many in John? 21. You got it. Okay. So we're getting to know these biblical names and even the numbers of the chapters. So how is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John abbreviated? Matthew would be abbreviated with MT. Okay, Mark would be abbreviated with MK. Luke would be abbreviated with LK. And John would be abbreviated with JN. There you got it. Now, if you're speaking with your parents, the Spanish would be MC because you got Marcos, right? And then Luke would be Lucas, LC. LC. So if you're trying to give this class to your parents tonight, you might have to change languages, okay? Got that? Okay. All right. So, yeah, this would be the book. Then we're going to give the chapter. And then from the chapter, we put a colon. You probably know what that is. 2 points, right? Dot, dot. And then we give you the verse. So, I've given you your first test study now. So maybe Renee can work with these three here, and Rita can maybe work with these three here, and Mary can work with these three here, and I'll help out on this side, because you're probably not going to do it right away. So I brought in some biblical scholars from the East, and they're going to help you out. All right. So why do we do it this way? You're going to find Matthew 5 verse 8. Okay. He's in the Old Testament, Mary, so you might have to help him. Okay, you're going to be going to the end of the book. Okay, you're doing pretty well. You're in the Old Testament. Now, I'm going to the New Testament, which is almost the very end of it. Remember, we have only 20... Oh, there you go. New Testament. And Matthew is the first. Does anyone have it? Are you got? How you? Okay, you're still in the Old Testament. Okay, we're in the New Testament. So you're almost at the very end of the Bible. Okay, okay. Remember Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You have to go. Remember the order. You said it. You learned it. Matthew. Okay. You got it already? Wow! Quick. Okay, he already has it, Renee. You want to maybe get him to say what that verse is? Oh, you got half of it. You only said it's one of the Beatitudes. Okay, he's got it. You all find it? So, blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. That's one of the Beatitudes. Good. Okay, so they're learning, okay. Just that you're aware of, this is it's almost the end of the Bible. Remember, we got the last part of the Bible, New Testament, 27 books, the first 46, so it's going to be the tail end of the Bible. All right, so let's move on. You're doing pretty well. Remember, if you can remember this order, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, New Testament, that helps out a lot. And I'll help you. Okay, Matthew's got 28. Mark has 16, Luke has 24, John has 20. Good, you're getting it. So if you know that, it's huge. So you've got the New Testament, you've got the Gospels, you know how many chapters. That can help you to move quickly. Just that knowledge. All right, so we've done the first. Let's go into the second. How about Matthew 10, verse 10. Does he have it already, Mary? You're almost, I think you got it. Got it? Okay, good. Renee, want to help out? Did she have it?
Yes.
10, verse 10, did she have it? Okay, why don't you... They're pretty small letters. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Denise.
Denise, can you read it then?
No staff for the junior is taking tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his food.
Okay, good. Jesus is talking about how we're supposed to be traveling light, not to carry too many things. That's going to weigh us down. Well done, Anissa. Well done. Okay, let's move on. Okay, we're learning. Let's move on. Still with Matthew. Let's move on with Matthew chapter 15 now. And 15:15. How are they doing, Mary? Pretty good? Good. Rita? Is he doing pretty well? Did you find that? Great, there. You guys are learning. It's good. Matthew 15, verse 15. Okay. How about one of your students, Mary? Okay. Did you find it?
Some of them might have it.
Okay. Who's got it? Who wants to volunteer? Oh, there. You might have to help my group because I'm... Okay, good. How about one of my group?
Did you find it?
Perfect.
Okay, why don't you? He can read it, Renee. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, she's got it. There are the wrestler, Artesia wrestler. Okay.
I lost it.
Okay, you got it. Go ahead.
Then Peter said to him in reply, "Explain this parable to us."
Great. Okay, so what Jesus does, Jesus speaks by means of stories. Okay, these stories are called parables. So Jesus gives a story in parable, and Peter says, "Hey, you better explain that to me. I don't really understand it." And that's good. We have to ask Jesus. Jesus explained the parable to us. Sometimes we don't understand it. Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's move on with Matthew. Let's go on to Matthew now. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 20, verse 20. Okay, you got it? Okay. Matthew 20:20. Go ahead.
Then the mother of the son of
Zebedee.
Zebedee approached him with her son and bid him home, wishing to ask him for something.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have the mother of James and John, Zebedee, who go to Jesus and ask Jesus for a favor. We should go to Jesus and ask for favors too, shouldn't we? Every verse is just inspired, no? As she asked for a verse, so we should a verse. As she asked for a favor, we should ask Jesus for many blessings too, right? Okay, let's move on. Then after Matthew, I want to jump into the Gospel of Mark too. So we're going through Matthew quickly. Let's go to, how about, okay, let's go to the last chapter in Matthew, which was? Matthew 28, okay? So Matthew chapter 28, verse 10. So you go to the very, very end of the Gospel of Matthew, and then you can have verse 10. Read it. Does one of your students have it?
They have it?
Okay. Well, what? How? Maybe she can read it. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. You're a good reader. Very good reader. So Jesus is going to tell them to go to the mountain, and then He's going to go up to heaven. That's what we celebrate this Sunday. It's called the Ascension. Jesus says, go to the top of the mountain. I'll see you there. And He's going to go up to heaven. All right. So you've read through five verses from the first gospel. How about we move on to the next one? Now look, 28 chapters. How many in Mark? 16. It's about half. See, this is going to be, it's a very, very short gospel. So let's go from Matthew now, we'll go to the Gospel of Mark. And the abbreviation is MK. So let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 20. Mark 1, verse 20. Does he have it, Mary? That's good. In fact, you're learning this. It's huge. No?
Perfect. You got it?
Perfect. Okay, do you want to read it?
Then he called them, so they left their father's feet in the boat along with the hired men and followed him.
Okay, what you have there is Jesus is calling the apostles and he says, come and follow me. So they leave their boat, they leave their fishing nets, they leave their father, and they become followers of Jesus. And he's going to call them fishers of men, right? Fishers of men. Yeah, they're going to become fishers of men. Great. See, every verse is really important. Okay, let's move on to the second. How about Mark chapter 5, verse 20. Mark 5, verse 20. Got it, Juan Pablo? Can you have it? Okay, why don't you read it?
But those on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100.
Okay, what he just read is one verse. It's from the parable of the sower. Okay? That was just on the radio about a half hour ago on the sower. It's called a sembrador. Okay? The sower. I was just on the radio a couple of minutes ago. Sower is some like a farmer that goes out and throws seed and then it falls on good ground and bad ground. The bad ground, it doesn't grow. The good ground, it grows up 30, 60, 100 fold. So Jesus speaks through parables, which are stories. Okay, let's move on. Okay, Mark. Let's still with Mark. Mark chapter 7. 7-7.
Mark 7-7.
Yeah, one of yours, Mary?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Okay, go ahead.
In vain do they worship me, teaching that it is corruptory and giving for service.
Okay, so what he's reading is the whole idea of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, and they were hypocrites. They would say something with their lips, but they wouldn't live it with their lives. That's called a hypocrite. You know, you say something, then you do something that's the exact opposite. All right, we're moving on. How about, let's go to Mark chapter 10:19. Does he have it, Mary? Well, how about him? Okay, can you read it?
You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit
adultery.
You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud, honor your father and your mother.
Well, you know what that is? It's interesting. In that one verse, you have almost all the commandments. Yeah, in that verse, you almost have you have about seven of the Ten Commandments in that one verse. Okay, let's move on. How about, okay, see if you can find, this is a really good one. If you can go to Mark 17, verse 10, a very important verse. Right, Renee? Mark 17, verse 10. I think Dinesha, that's going to be your favorite, right? You fell into my trap. You fell into my trap. I said 17. You're all looking for it. You all fell. Even my helpers here fell into my trap. You should have said, Father, you don't know how to count well. Okay, come on. Okay, there's... Okay. I've been teaching confirmation for many years, and what I often do, I'll say, I'll give it to my confirmation boys. Whoever can find Mark 17:7, I'm going to give you $20. Oh, Father, there's no 17. I'm going to give my money to you guys.
That's sneaky.
Is that sneaky?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll backtrack. I'm not going to trick you again with that one. Okay. So we go to Mark. Okay, 16:1. Okay, okay, 16. I tricked him, Renee?
Yeah, all of them. Okay, found it.
Okay, who's got it? Okay. You have it? Okay, go ahead. Okay, so what you have there is Jesus rose from the dead. We're in the Easter season, and Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb to find the body of Jesus, and the tomb is open. Jesus is not there. Okay, so that's Mary Magdalene. Okay, so we got to move on to the Gospel of Luke. Okay, now, hopefully you have the chapters memorized by now, right? Okay, so we're going to go to the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke. I'm running out of... Okay, so Gospel of Luke is going to go... Just by the way, the longest chapter in the New Testament is Luke chapter 1. Okay, let's see if you can find how many verses in Luke chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, it's the longest chapter in the whole New Testament. A lot of them are 30 verses or 40. Do you know? Can you tell me? Okay, good. So in Luke chapter 1, you actually have 80 verses. That's pretty long. Most of them are about half that. Okay, well, let's go to Luke chapter... Let's go to Luke chapter 1 and see if we can... Find Luke chapter 1, verse 38. It's the beginning of one of the joyful mysteries, right, Mary? The joyful mysteries, yeah. Luke 1, 38. Well, you guys are really quick now. Do you have it? Okay, go ahead.
Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord.
Okay, if you had your own Bible, I would tell you to put a star next to that because that's one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. You know why? Because the angel comes to Mary. Are you going to be the mother of God? Mary says, yes. And she says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be done to me according to their word. Then the Holy Spirit overshadows Mary. And Jesus comes down from heaven to earth in Mary's heart. So that's a very important verse. They're all important, but that was probably the most important verse or moment in the history of the world before Jesus died and rose from the dead. So, if you're memorizing verses, that's the key verse to memorize. Mary's yes. Good. Okay. Now, after that, Mary's going to go in to visit her cousin Elizabeth. So this is the first joyful mystery. Let's move on to Luke 1 again. Verse 50. Luke 1. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, you know what that is? Is that Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and she greets Elizabeth, and the baby in the womb leaps for joy, and then Mary says a beautiful, beautiful prayer. It's called the Magnificat. So that's from the beautiful prayer that comes from the heart of Mary. Okay. Now, just so you're aware, the chapter now, if someone ever asks you, where's Christmas in the Bible? Luke chapter 2. Got that? If you want to find Christmas in the Bible, Luke chapter 2. So let's go to Luke chapter 2. And let's go to one of those verses. We'll go to Luke chapter 2, verse 10. That whole chapter, or at least the beginning of the chapter, speaks about the birth of Jesus. Does he have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to read it? Go ahead.
The angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Great! You know what that is? You have the shepherds out in the field. They're tending their flocks. And these angels come at night. And they say, glory to God in the highest and to peace to people of goodwill. They say, don't be afraid because today is born Jesus Christ. So don't be afraid. This is the good news. So that would be the verse of the angels appearing in the sky announcing that Jesus was born. And the shepherd, they'll get up and they're going to find Jesus in the arms of Mary, in the stable of Bethlehem. Okay? That's Luke chapter 2. Let's go then. Okay, let's go now from the joyful mysteries. Okay, right now, it's going to be a little bit different. You're going to see in bold print, I want you to tell me the three major topics in Luke chapter 15. So Luke chapter 15, you're going to have three parables. See if you can look in bold print, which means in the black, right? The bold print is a black. What are the three major topics in Luke chapter 15? Jesus teaches three messages called parables. Okay, he's got it? Mary? Okay, go ahead.
The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the prodigal, and the parable of the lost son.
Okay, perfect. So see, what I've taught you now is, not only do you have verses, but you have biblical topics. Okay, could you read that again? Go through that again.
The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, okay, what are the verses of the parable of the lost son? From where to where?
From 11 to 22.
Okay, from 11 to what?
22.
Is that the parable of the prodigal? I think it's a little bit longer, no?
30?
31 to what?
From 11 to 32.
Okay, 11 to 32. Okay, here's another key. Just so you are, here's Mary saying yes. Okay, this, when I was going to school and I was in 7th or 8th grade, we read this as classical literature. And I went to a public junior high school. It's called the Parable of the Prodigal Son, which is the most famous parable story in the world. So there you have it right there. So someone asks you, where is that famous story about the father who had the son and he went away and he wasted his money on bad living? There you have it, Luke chapter 15.
And what does the father do when he comes back?
When he comes back, the father, he forgives him. He gives him a hug. He gives him a kiss. He gives him a ring. He kills a fatted calf. He gives him sandals. You know what that is? That's like when we go to confession. Right, Rita? We go to confession. God is happy to see us. He's going to give us a hug. He's going to give us a kiss. He's going to give us new sandals. He's going to give us a ring. And all this happens within our soul. And that means a lot of joy. And after that, there's a fiesta. La fiesta, the party, right?
Mass.
The Mass, yeah. You go from confession to Mass. And we're on the highway to heaven, aren't we? Yeah. Okay, so then let's go to the latter part of Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Mary, did he find it? Luke chapter 24. Oh, there, you got a quick group. Oh, they're all quick. They're all doing well, yeah? Who's going to read? You want to read? Okay. Go ahead.
And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them.
Okay. So this disciple is on the road to Emmaus. Jesus rose from the dead. Two men are walking away from the church. They're really sad and depressed. Jesus comes and walks with them. And he takes away their sadness and gives them a lot of joy. So when we walk with Jesus, we're joyful. Yeah. We walk with Jesus, we have a lot of joy. When we don't walk with Jesus, we're kind of sad. So Jesus is the source of our joy. Right? True. Okay, we've arrived now. We've arrived now at the last gospel. We've arrived at the gospel of St. John. Let's go to the gospel of St. John. How many chapters? You got it. Okay. So John, we've got the 21 chapters. Let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1. Very first verse. John 1:1. Got it, Juan Pablo? Go ahead.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Great. Okay, that's called the prologue. Okay, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's called the prologue. All right, let's move from John chapter. I'm going to jump to one of my favorite chapters. It's called John chapter 6. Okay, what I want you to do is, in John chapter 6, tell me how many verses and what are the major topics, okay? How many verses and what are the major topics, okay? I think it's the second longest after Luke chapter 1. How many verses altogether? 71. So we got 71 verses. That's a lot, okay? 71. All right. In that, you're going to have two miracles, and Jesus is going to give a great preaching, right? Okay, what's the first thing that happens in bold print? Okay, what's the first thing that happens? It's the... Okay, so Jesus, there's a lot of people out there, they don't have enough to eat. So Jesus takes the bread and the fish, and he multiplies it, and you have all these thousands of people, they're eating from a few loaves and fishes. Great miracle, huh? How about the following one? Is there a following verse? What's that? Okay, so the next one is there's miracles. Jesus has miracles. First he multiplies the loaves and the fish. And then they see Jesus walking on the water. Can you imagine that, seeing someone walk on water? When I was about your age, I learned how to do water skiing, okay? But that's not the same thing, is it? Walking on the water. Imagine Jesus walking on the water. Wow. They were really impressed. Because why did you do a miracle to prove that he was not just a man, but he was God? The Son of God made man. All right. Then after that, Jesus gives a very important topic. He gives a very important sermon. And what is that? What's that sermon that Jesus is going to give? Who's got? What? Okay, the bread of life discourse. You know what he's going to say is this. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. You know what it means? We go to Mass, we go to communion, and we receive Jesus, we keep doing that until we die, we're going to go to heaven. That's what it means. Go to Mass, receive communion with the love. You do that during the rest of your life. When you die, you're going to go to heaven. That's important, isn't it? Very, very important topic. Okay, so let's do a couple more. Okay, the third, I want you to go to, this is the fourth Sunday of Easter, John chapter 10. What is the topic in John chapter 10? The Good Shepherd. Okay, who is the enemy of the shepherd? I've always been a city boy, but I know a little bit about the field. Who would be the enemy of a shepherd?
The wolf.
The wolf, exactly. You know, the wolf comes, maybe you don't know this, but a sheep is a very dumb animal. Okay, he's dumb. He doesn't have very much of a memory, doesn't have claws. Whereas a wolf, is a wolf an intelligent animal?
Yeah.
Very intelligent, very fast, got sharp teeth, got claws. And Jesus says that we're the sheep of his flock. And the wolf, that's the devil. Yeah. The devil, he's pretty sharp. So if we don't stay close to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, that devil can tempt us and he can go after us. So we have to stay close to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen? Okay, a couple more. Let's go now from John 10, let's go to John chapter 11. What is the topic in John chapter 11? It's the... Okay, you think you're still in 10, aren't you?
Yeah, the blessing
of the Lazarus. Okay, so we have a friend of Jesus that died, and then he was buried for 4 days, and Jesus goes to the tomb, like a cave. He tells them to push the stone away. He says, come out. This guy who was dead for 4 days came out of the tomb. That was the greatest miracle of Jesus before he rose from the dead. And that's all in John chapter 11. Okay, let's go now to John chapter 21. John 21, and can you tell me the basic topics in John chapter 21? Because that's the end of the four Gospels. What are the basic topics in bold print in John chapter 21? Okay? Okay, what else? Okay, anything more? Okay, good. So what we're going to do now is we've gone very quickly through the four Gospels. I would like to pray with them the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. What do you think? So we're going to end by praying the most famous psalm in the whole Bible. It's called the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. So it's going to be almost right in the middle of the Bible. You got the Psalms. There are 150 Psalms. So go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And we're going to pray that Psalm together as a closing prayer. It's almost in the very middle of the Bible. Okay? Almost the very middle of the Bible. Okay, so 559 in your Bible. This is the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. Okay, the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. You all have it? Finding it little by little? This will be our closing prayer And when you have quinceañeras and funerals and weddings, this is the most famous psalm that the people like to pray in their weddings as well as their quinceañeras. Okay, you have it? So now we're all going to pray this together. You all have it? Okay, Psalm 23. You have it too, Renee?
Yes,
ma'am. You got it, Rita?
Yes.
Okay, so we can all sit together. This will be our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Spirit. Does he have it?
559?
Okay, that's, let's see, 5 5. I think maybe he has a different Bible.
588.
Okay. Well, let's go for it. Got it? In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. We're going to close by saying the Psalm of the Good Shepherd together. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I lack. In green pastures you let me graze. To safe waters you lead me. You restore my strength. You guide me along the right path. For the sake of your name. Even when I walk through a dark valley, I fear no harm, for you are at my side. Your rod and staff give me courage. You set a table before me as my enemies watch. Turn the page. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. And the Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we learned a lot about the Bible today, didn't we? We learned a lot about the Bible. In 1 hour, you guys know how to use the Bible now. Even the number of the chapters, right? Okay.
Take your papers with you.
Yeah, take your papers with you. And
I know you're going to be reading some more of the Bible tonight.
That's right. Get the Bible. Start to read the Bible.
Okay.